Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
I was talking to an individual the other day in another state, so you won't be able to figure this out. I kind of like to live in that dimension from time to time, because we're all about trying to figure it out. We really are. That's how all of the stuff out there in technology is alive and not doing so well, because we're always trying to figure out and try to, where'd that come from? Who said that? Rather than understanding the principle. And the principle is not a person. It's much more than that. It's not even the same word. But an individual said to me, you know what I like about going to big churches? By the way, I'm not against big churches. So dismiss that thought. I said, no, what was that? He said, I like to be able to walk in and nobody knows me and nobody really speaks to me, and I can walk back out before the pastor or any of the staff can say anything to me. We live in a disconnected situation. Eddie. In fact, the other day, we were somewhere and finishing up this baseball stuff. And I said, as we go in now to eat, let's leave our phones in the car. It is crazy to watch people go to restaurants and they're not even talking. That's how disconnected and becoming more dysfunctional. So you are very wise this morning, because you are in under the sound of the gospel with someone made of the same stuff you are, flesh. Anybody can stay home and watch it on TV, but it's not the same. You need to be with brethren, with sisters in the faith. You need to be with one another. You need to reconnect, and that's the purpose of the Holy Spirit, is to connect. By the way, it's amazing that we are finding out in education what generations before us already knew. Are you ready? The best teachers are those who build relationships with students, who are connected in the classroom. Research and all the data reveals that kids learn best when they're able to connect with teachers. Wow. That's a... When I keep hearing all of this in these meetings that we attend, it's like, are you serious? It's the cornerstone of the church, Jesus Christ. Come on, church. And the world needs to hear this. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We didn't know what God was like, neither did Israel, until Jesus was birthed in Mary's womb by the Holy Spirit. Come on, church. Jesus Christ is the great connector. He will connect you with eternal life the moment you receive him. I was asking an individual the other day. I said, so when does eternal life begin? And I'm amazed how many people will tell you, the moment that I die, I walk into eternal life. Are you kidding me? It started when God put the plan in process. That's when eternal life began. And then it entered you the moment you recognized, I do want to live forever. But if I keep living like I'm living, I'm not going to live forever. In this life, nor in the life to come. Come on, church. Come on, church. I was talking to an individual in another state this morning, which was a different state from the other state. So you're never going to be able to figure that out. We live in a world that is trying to figure everything out. That's why a lot of people don't want to follow God, because they can't figure him out. All God wants you to know and to do is to walk with him in this moment. Be present in his presence. You should capture that. Be present in his presence. I am going to give you an illustration before I take you to that state. I'm standing over there and I'm thinking about some things in regards to school, and the Holy Spirit gently said, not now. What are you doing up there, Pastor? doing exactly what your head's doing. Looking at me, but your mind is somewhere else. Thinking about this afternoon. Thinking about why did it have to rain today? I had a party to go to. Whatever it could be. But the Holy Spirit said to me, I'll take you to that state in a moment. The Holy Spirit said to me this morning, walking out of our bedroom, which is our sanctuary. Hello, married couples. It is our sanctuary. The Holy Spirit said, remind my people, I've given unto them the mind of Christ. I love being around people who carry the mind of Christ. Because when they talk, it's way beyond the natural. If all you can see is what you see, you don't see very much. We were somewhere yesterday. It doesn't really matter. I can tell you where, but it doesn't matter. And my wife kept telling me, look up. Look at those parachutes. And the weather, I'm thinking to myself in my limited thinking, what are they doing up there? Look at the sky. And they were just coming out of that plane and floating all over the place. Where are you, Pastor, where you should be in the mind of Christ right now? They could see better up there than what we could see sitting in the bleachers. What you think you see isn't as much as you could see if you'd let the teacher teach, which is the Holy Spirit. Not even a pastor. Not even your favorite pastor or speaker. If you would just open up to the Holy Spirit, you will be amazed at what He'll teach you. And He will give you, dare I say this, the Beach Boys will love me. He will give you good vibrations. He will vibrate all the way through your system if you will open up to the greatest teacher that the world has ever known or could know. The Holy Spirit will give you good vibrations. I'm going to break that down for you. I'll get to that state, please. I'll break it to you this way so I don't read the whole quote. Tozer said, listen to what Dr. Tozer said, when the church will not allow the church to enjoy the wine of the Spirit, of course they're going to go after the wine of this world. Because you were built to have good vibrations. Wow, I could stop right there. I got a lot of juice out of that. Ooh, I got a lot of juice out of that. So I'll probably sometime today, in the presence of my wife, go find the Beach Boys again and play Good Vibrations. And then I'll ask her if the Holy Spirit is vibrating in her. He is in me. Let's get together. I mean, everyone was built to get together. I'm still on the theme that we're living in a disconnected, dysfunctional society because you were built to be together. Yeah, but it should kind of slow down after you've been married as long as you have. No, it gets better. And see, when you think that way, you think that way spiritually too. I remember when He found me, man, I was so excited about His presence. And man, I loved walking with Jesus and it was enjoyable and I had a great time. But now that I've been with Him all these years, I don't know where my vibrations went. That's because you're the teacher and He's not. And when you don't like the wine of the Spirit, you will go after the wine of the world. And it's not limited to alcohol. Glory. Whew, the Spirit of the Lord is here. At least I think He is. And since He's my teacher, I know He is. In fact, I told Him the other day when I was walking off the campus, if you're not here, I'm not staying here. I'm amazed at how many people are disabled, though they're educated. I'll get there in just a moment. Come on, church. Highly educated, but they're disabled because they won't even let the Holy Spirit teach in the classroom, teach in administration. We know more than God. Sounds like Israel to me. Sounds a lot like Israel if you've ever been in the Old Covenant. By the way, if you're there, you need to get out of the Old Covenant. Man, the Holy Spirit is here. I've been around Christians who are still married to the law. Why don't you liberate yourself and become more married to the Spirit of God who produces freedom in your life? And not freedom to do whatever you want. I can't tell you about what I did wrong, but I'll tell you I did it wrong. I had a crazy moment yesterday. I'll get to that state in just a moment. I had a crazy moment, a Bobby Knight moment. I can't go there unless you understand Bobby Knight. And I had this incredible poetry moment come up in my brain. And man, I just, and the Holy Spirit said, delete it. I didn't. And then I said, man, I got to call G-Man. He's going to get jacked up about this. And I did. And he said, don't do it. And I did. I'm just trying to identify with maybe one or two of you who sometimes are like me. We just bypass the Holy Spirit. And even when that thing is ringing, he said, hang up. And I said, I said, hey, G-Man, I got something for you. I want to read this to you. He said, man, where did you get that? I said, I'm kind of a Bobby Knight moment. He said, wow, that's incredible. It was a moment in the flesh. Who are you feeding today? Are you feeding your flesh? Or are you feeding the man on the inside, the woman on the inside that was created in his image so that you could have your heart, his house, the Holy Spirit? So I felt kind of cool after our conversation. And he said, man, you got a lot of juice. And I could see, like those individuals that were dropping from that plane, I could see like they could see, and I saw the presence of the Lord, and it was a disappointed look in his face. Like, you think you're really cool, but you just disappointed me because you didn't obey the Holy Spirit. When we disobey the Holy Spirit, we disappoint Jesus Christ. And so I'm still kind of like a little banny rooster on NBC with all of my colors. And I hooked up with Robin and I said, hey, baby, check. You know the flesh is crazy. Y'all dealing with. That's why Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And there's more to that verse. So I said, check this out, Robin. Please do not tell anybody because I'll tell the rest of the story. I said, what do you think about that? Where'd you get that? I said, I made it up. You know your flesh makes stuff up. And that's why we get deviated from the plan of God. Hopefully I'll get there this morning because that's where we're headed. That God has a plan for everyone. In a moment, we're going to go to the state, another state. God has a plan for every person that has ever been created. And I said, I made it up. What do you think? Still juiced with the wrong vibration. And the Holy Spirit said, you need to delete that. I didn't. I didn't feel condemnation. I just felt a moment of disobedience. Look. When I'm disobedient in small things, can you imagine what that would look like on the big screen? Let me explain that to you this way. Jesus said, those that are faithful with little things will be found faithful with big things. So this morning I had enough. I mean, don't you get that way sometimes? Where it's like, okay, Holy Spirit, I get it. So I took my phone and I deleted my little thing. And it broke my heart. Oh, that was so good. Oh, I could live there. Oh. Robin, you cannot share one thing. Because they will never come back. It is amazing how we put pastors on a pedestal, but we're never there. But you ain't doing nothing different than what I'm doing, making mistakes from day to day. The only one that needs to be on the pedestal is the one who's on the throne. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the one that should be on the pedestal. Stop looking at others and look to him, who is the author and the finisher. I'm in God's word, by the way. Who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Man didn't start it and man can't finish it. He's the one who created you in his image. He started faith in you and he will finish that. Yes. And the Bible says that I am confident of this one thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. So don't give in. Don't give up. God's got great things in store for your life. Hallelujah. So do we need the teacher? I think so. So when I was talking with an individual in a different state, the individual said, I want to share a couple things with you. I said, okay, feel free. He said, well, first of all, have you been watching and noticing how marriages are just like Toccoa Falls College's dam. They're seeping. I was there, by the way. And then the storm comes in, and that little seep, that little break in the earthen dam, all of a sudden just gets blown out. That's what's happening to marriages. Oh, it's just a small thing. Pay attention to the small things, because they'll destroy the big things. And you could lose anywhere from 47 to 50 people. Because you wouldn't give attention when the storm was in. You didn't pay attention to what was happening at the dam. You didn't pay attention before the storm came in that there were things leaking in your marriage. Get those fixed. Who can fix them? Certainly not a pastor. The greatest teacher can, the Holy Spirit. And sometimes what he'll do is he'll say, you know what? Just cover each other with a fresh anointing. Everybody should have oil, and I'm not talking about cooking oil. Unless you have to, I would get some oil in my house, and I would, whenever it starts, I would simply say, you know what, let's just get underneath the teacher and allow him to anoint us afresh and anew and put oil over your doors. Not everyone should be welcomed in your home, unless that's how your heart is. Whoo, whoo. Come on now. Come on, church. Come on, church. I don't believe that. Well, hold on. Let me see if I can connect. Father, could you bring Samson down for just a moment to talk to us about how he was told not to go to those foreign countries and go after those women? He shouldn't do that, but he did it anyway, and eventually he lost his sight. Oh, so he couldn't see his knowledge. And you thought I was disconnected this morning? No, I'm very connected to what the Holy Spirit's doing in here right now. And so the individual on the other end of the line in a different state said to me, yeah, I want to tell you a couple things that just has boggled the ministry that I'm a part of. I said, what's happened? He said, a couple have gone by the wayside and the husband committed suicide. He took a gun and he removed himself from the thing called life. I understand how hot and heavy it is out here. I know that there are storms, storms that we're going through, storms that we will go through. But be encouraged. He has overcome the storms. And he'll help you overcome. One other story. It's amazing how we let kids just do whatever they want. The other story that was given to me, I'm talking about the greatest teacher. And he wants you to be a vessel that he can use to speak into the lives of others. The promises of his word. Young lady. Believed everything she was seeing, don't they? Believed everything she was reading, don't they? I'm talking about kids today. Man, Pastor, you look like you're too old to have contact and connection with kids. Wrong thinking on your part. Not only what she was seeing, not only what she was reading, but what others were doing. You know, that's a three-tier pressure point. What she was seeing, what she was hearing, and what she saw others doing, oh, it began to impact her life. I'm talking about another state. And the young lady started doing what everybody else was doing, aren't they? And going to church, aren't they? Hey, God will take you where you are, but he's not going to leave you there. If you want to be in the starting lineup, you've got to make some changes. And the only lineup you want to be in is the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's cut that story short. Are you ready? She did the same thing that I told you a few moments ago. She also took her life. Different home, different scenario, in a different region, nowhere near this region and this state. And she removed herself from life. The spirit of suicide is running rampant. And many within the church like to play church the way little girls used to like to play house. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Boys, back when we were growing up, we loved to play with soldiers. We'd create, you know, soldiers, and we'd have little wars and stuff. Little girls were over there playing house. That's what the church is doing. And the evil forces of darkness are running shod because we don't have the teacher in charge. Bring him into your classroom this morning. Amen? So, in the book of Acts, chapter 2. And don't get disconnected now. Here's what it says. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. I'm putting no emphasis this morning about what took place when he showed up. Because I don't want anyone to disengage and disconnect. As the Spirit gave them utterance. John Maxwell said, it will not be on the screen, it's in my Bible. Leaders can never empower anyone unless they themselves have tasted the supernatural empowering of the Holy Spirit. Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, how he manifests in your life is none of my business. But I will be able to know if he's present. That's not your job. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Dismiss me as a pastor. But you can't do that in education. It is my job as a classroom teacher many years ago to know how the kids were doing academically. It's even more pressurized today than ever. In your home, it is important for you to know where your kids are and what they're doing and what they are being filled with. Where are they getting their good vibrations? Because outside the kingdom, good vibrations of the natural become bad vibrations. I just gave you two stories of a man who said, I can't do this anymore. I can't handle this anymore. She went out and she committed, by the way, it could have been a reverse story. And she committed adultery on me. There's no way back. I'm leaving. There's always a way back. It's back to the cross. It's back to the cross. It's back to the cross. Back to the cross I come. Back to the cross I come. And victory enables you to continue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you should know, parents, where your children are, how long they're going to be gone, who are they associating with, and what type of wine, I'm thinking of Dr. Tozer, please, and what kind of wine are they drinking? And I'm not talking liquid right now. I'm talking about what are they bringing into their mindset? What are they bringing into their system? It can change them.